It is 23 minutes.
The Navy
Tony Blues. Shaw is there. Brad Hardy, Tony Leonard here.
Sort of gets you that song.
You nearly went there.
It's a beauty. And Shaw, you nearly went there as well. Yeah. So there have been some good songs the last couple of weeks for the Blues. And since transferring from Adelaide to Carlton, Matthew Wright has really not missed a beat along the way. He joins us now. Matthew, thank you very much for your time. If I was to start before Brad and Tony fire one at you, what was the main takeaway from a pretty tidy performance? Admittedly, in the finish, the Swans got away from you. But what was the main takeaway or two that the club had from last Friday night's game? And welcome.
Yeah, g'day. So, thanks for having me. We walk away from the game pretty disappointed, to be honest. We think we're better than a team that can be accept, you know, the honourable losses. And you're right, the score got away from us a little bit late. When you're trying to chase the game, I suppose you can go safe and go down by two or three goals, or you could throw everything at them, and sometimes you come unstuck. But We missed some shots in probably the third quarter, I think it was. We missed some shots in front of goal, self-included, and bad kicking, bad footy, and then they went down the other end and kicked three or four, and that's pretty much the game there.
Matty, I thought you set up early in the first half about, you know, having a defender drop off his man and sit right in front of Buddy. It was frustrating, Buddy, but it also helped you because you won the ball and were going forward, but even then, it was up to half-time, it was tight, but I thought you might have been able to take it on a little bit more because of that dominance from that half-back area?
Yeah, you're right. We go into the half-time break, I think we're up by a point at that stage, and our defenders had a real impact on the game. They, you know, to keep Sydney to, I think, under 40-odd points in the first half is a pretty good result. And yeah, you're right. We come out. I think we started the third quarter pretty well. We got our looks in front of goal. Unfortunately, we couldn't take them, and Sydney's too good a team. If you're not going to take your opportunities, especially up there at the SCG, they're going to put you away. And they kicked four or five in the back end of that third quarter, and unfortunately, it's sort of been a bit of the story of our year. We come undone in sort of one quarter of footy or half a quarter of footy, and can't make up the ground after that.
Well, this is from the small man brigade. Are you hear about all the key forwards whinging that it's hard to be a key forward because of the numbers back there. What about a small forward, like you do it yourself? Tell us how it's changed a bit to as a small forward to be able to, I would think, one front and centre a lot more than what you did early in your career.
Yeah, you're right. The game, and, you know, I've been in such a short period of time to compared to a few of you guys, and it does evolve pretty quickly, and, you know, the small forward role and even the key forward role to a degree has gone away from your genuine forward. You're a part of a whole team defence, and that involves getting up the ground, and you find yourself in D50 at times, and you look up and you think, geez, I'm a long way from goal, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to kick it from 80 out. But, yeah, that's part of the team role, and that's finding the balance of being able to defend and then able to get forward and, like you said, get forward the ball and impact the scoreboard.
Andy, Brad Hardy, just further to that, I've watched the progress since Brendan Bolton's taken over. You've got that layer of defence. There's no doubt about that. Your midfield's starting to build with Cripps and others. Is there a quick fix for your forward line? I mean, if you or Charlie don't kick goals, it seems to be a bit bereft. Are you going to rely more on your midfielders to kick a few goals, or is Big Harry going to come back into the side, for instance, and help you out in that regard?
Yeah, we'd love for our... I mean, midfielders that kick goals are just gold for any team. So if we can get a couple of them squeezing forward at times, and Big Cripper's been able to do that, but he's also very valuable to us. For us in the midfield, so we don't want to take him out of there too often. But yeah, you're right, scoring for us has been a bit of an issue. We haven't been able to quite sort of string it together, and we're still developing together, and hopefully we'll get big Levi Casbolt back this week. And you're right, Harry's gone back to the twos with the right attitude, so hopefully he can continue to develop. And you know, Charlie's playing some really good footy for us at the minute.
Sorry, mate. Personally, I've been in poor teams myself in win-loss records. And how's it been down at the Blues? I mean, what are you doing to keep conjuring up, you know, the enthusiasm and the excitement? And, you know, let's face it, footy clubs are great places to be when you're winning. They're not really great places at times to be when you're on the end of the stick.
Yeah, you're right. And I've been involved in those situations where it's not a lot of fun to be in. But at the minute, the team morale is really high. And to be honest, it sort of surprised me a little bit of you know, how high it is considering the, you know, the win-loss column. But I think we're really understanding of where we're at and where we're going to do it. And the only way to get out of it is sticking together and playing some games of footy together. And, you know, we just got to keep fronting up and wanting to get better. And as, you know, one of the older players, we've got to keep setting an example with our work rate during the week on the training track. And really help guide these, you know, the young fellas that are coming through, because they've got a lot of natural energy and a lot of natural talent. You know, so a lot of them are just happy to be playing footy and running around. And we've, you know, the game goes pretty quick, so we're just trying to fast track them as quick as we can.
Just an extension of guiding young fellas. Jack Silvani probably played his best game. Push in the midfield a couple of times. He comes in for a lot of criticism. Do you have a lot to do with him? You know, especially, you know, having a famous father, the pressure must be enormous on the youngster.
Yeah, and he's a really level-headed kid. You know, he's really mature for his age, and we got to the footy club at the same time, and obviously playing in the forward line, so we spent a bit of time together, Jack and I, and it was really pleasing for him, you know, to be able to go back down to the reserves level and play some really consistent footy and then get another opportunity to not come in and just play his role, but I thought he had a real impact on the game, and that's a challenge for him now, is week in, week out, backing up those performances. And you know, regardless of what his old man did as a footballer, which has been well documented, he's probably always going to top those comparisons, you know, head to head, which is unfortunate when your old man's one of the, you know, the fullbacks of the century, which isn't ideal. But Jack's on his own path, and, you know, we're here to help him out as much as we can.
Wiedering too carries the big burden of being a number one draft pick and having a bit of time in the reserves. Have you noticed any change? Because he was pretty good on Friday night.
Yeah, it's a similar story. They, you know, probably didn't start the year as well as he would have liked. Went back to the reserves, worked hard on it, and had some really honest conversations with the, you know, the coaches and where he was at and what he needed to do to come back into the side, to not only just be in the side, but to help us win games of footy. And the way he's responded, you know, is a real credit to himself. He's a pretty mature lad. Obviously, going number one pick, I was rookie draft, so I haven't quite got that sort of knowledge of the expectation and the pressure that's on him. But he handles himself very well, and he's a real team player.
Matty, just quickly, obviously we know that the players deny it because there's always chat in the change rooms. We look at Tom Lynch at Gold Coast, they come out and say they niggle him all the time. What are you going to do? Are you going to stay? Are you going to go? What's the feeling about Mark Murphy?
It's one of those things. It's, you know, the way the game is now, it generally comes down to that player's decision, but he's a captain of the footy club. I've loved playing with him, and I really do hope he does stay. He's been fantastic to me, and this footy club has been an awesome servant. But that's something I suppose he'll work through with his manager of the footy club, and yeah, hopefully the footy club can get it done, and he remains a blue bagger.
How do you spend the weekend?
Week off, so we're actually about to hop on the light plane in about half hour's time to fly to Orbost. We got some country clinics to do today.
Gee.
And then we got a few days off, which will be nice. I'm going to head down the coast, just get out of the city for a little bit and hop in that freezing cold water. It'll be nice.
Orbost International Airport. can you help us out what it looks like?
I've got no idea, to be honest. I can't get the thought of the white plane out of my head.
Don't blame you.
Dear. So, we can work out whether you fly to Orbost. Do you fly to Orbost directly, or do you sort of get half of the way there or beyond half of the way there and drive up?
I don't know. I hope it's direct. I think it's about an hour and 15, hour and 20 flight. So.
Yeah.
I think we fly into, I think, the place nearby, and then we drive up to Orbost, which is about a half-hour trip from there.
Not a bad spot, the place nearby.
It is. I love your positivity, and you're really
good on you, Matty.
You really are carving out a very, very neat career. Matthew, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you and Carlton Football Club.
How far is Orbost, big time?
Orbost in the Hedy Lamarr. He'd be every bit of 5.5-6 hours.
And the stairwell off the plane is fruit boxes, don't?
I remember the day, Shorey, that you and I flew into Coleraine International Airport. You just sort of get worried when the pilot's going, not yet, boys. We haven't set up the candles to let you know where the runway is.
And we've got to get the cows off.
Are you white-knuckle fever, old man?
No, I'm up there, I'm thinking, if that's my time, Brad, it's my time. I just go to sleep.
Yeah, every time I fly, no matter where it is, oh, I hope it's not my time. I hope it's not my time.
I thought you must have been on a plane at the start of this hour.
13 minutes to 8 o'clock.